If someone spreads a harmful story about another that is untrue, but has convinced him or herself it is true, including his or her own embellishments, does this break the fourth precept? Well, the precepts are only there as guidelines, and the purpose of the precepts or function of the precepts is to have those guidelines to help us in our living and trying to live a skillful life. And Ajahn Chah made the he emphasized over and over and over how much the purpose of the precepts was to understand volition, understand intention, so that when we understand intention and volition, then we start to understand ourselves much better. And that's where it becomes more clear, because people, and Debbie mentioned that this afternoon, how you're not really trusting these people that we're having to deal with, because the things that they have written and signed off as truth, it certainly wasn't how we experienced it. But it doesn't mean they haven't convinced themselves or that isn't how they perceive it. But it's also around intention and volition. So that there has to be a certain degree of self-reflection. Many people aren't ready to actually reflect on their actions or reflect on themselves, reflect on their intentions. You can't sort of say, you broke a precept. You have the precepts are there for training, as opposed to making a legal decision making a character judgment on somebody. On a certain level, we live there has to be a commitment to integrity, and of course that's what the precepts help to support, is this commitment to virtue and integrity, and then that's where the nuances start to become more useful, because then it isn't just sort of lying, but then just a speech that's not quite true, or it's a little bit of an exaggeration, or it's something that is talking about others and with bits of information but filling in the gaps. It's actually one of the functions of our mind is to fill in gaps. And then, we end up in very weird universes, because we filled in the gaps in ways that just don't really have much, doesn't really accord with reality. But the gap was filled. And we feel better because we've got those gaps filled. But that's what the mind does. So that's why it's so important to be reflective and be alert.